guarantee quaddy today.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $1 million guaranteed quaddy pool on day two of the championships today. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Yes, good morning everybody. Welcome to Racing HQ Saturday, and we're broadcasting live from Randwick with Ron Dubbasy. Mike Fraser's with us, Glenn Munsey a little while later. It's day two of the championships and it's Winks running in the Queen Elizabeth. Can she do it today? 17 on the trot. 3:15 is race time. Don't forget the first race is 11:30 this morning, so don't miss the boat on that one. Ron Dubbasy, what a day. It's all going to unfold. We know we start with a heavy eight with a dewy track, but I think the general view is we get to a seven at least.
Yeah, I'd just say with that early start, they played the safe line there, Andrew, and obviously we've had, this is soaked all the way through this track. So anyway, we're in, I think most punters are anticipating a seven at least and maybe even a six later in the day, but what a day to get to the races. This is absolutely perfect weather. It's not too hot.
No.
And it's just a beautiful temperature, and it's going to be a really enjoyable day. The Winks show's on, that's for sure.
Yeah, plenty of other great stuff, though, isn't it? I mean, Winks is clearly the star and deserves to be, but there's so many other good horses running.
Oh, yeah, there are. There's no doubt about it. But when she runs, she's
the star.
She is the star. There's no doubt about that.
Understand. So it's a heavy eight. Penetrometer this morning, 6.03. Mike Fraser's online as well on, can we make it Winks Saturday? Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Nice to be here. Look, surely we're going to get 30,000 people there today, aren't we?
Well, I think they're marketing for 25, and we'll wait and see what happens. I think the main thing is, Mike, when people wake and listen to us this morning, that they know it's sunshine, that the girls say, yep, let's go.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, it's been ages since we've had beautiful weather like this, so we've got the star attraction in Winks out there today, chasing her 17th victory in a row, and look, all goes great for a fantastic meeting. Now, in relation to the track, now I went for a stroll around it on Wednesday, just went out and had a bit of a look at it. They hadn't even moved the rail out then, so I just wanted to get a feel for how it was. It was probably in the heavy eight range there, maybe a fraction worse, so this track's had plenty of rain, obviously. And then I went and walked it again. I waited till yesterday afternoon. I went out there at maybe 5 o'clock. I waited right till the death. And it hadn't improved that much. It was still in the eight range. I'd be very surprised if they get to a six, Ronnie. I'm sorry to say that.
Okay. No, I'm happy to hear what you're saying. You've been getting it right of late. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I'm still thinking, you know, maybe the worst side of a seven it was yesterday afternoon. So, look, somewhere between a seven and eight we're going to get. There's no doubt about that. And I think the track is going to play similarly to what it did last Saturday. Now, we sort of forecast that you'd had to save ground from the half mile of the home turn. That was the driest part. It was better than a six on the rail last Saturday, and the further out you get, the wetter it got. Now, they've brought the rail out 4 metres. Now, inside that 4 metres is horrendous, which is obvious because we had 10 races and everyone tried to save ground on the inside. So I think it's marginally finer on the inside, not as detrimental as it was last Saturday. And in the straight, I think they're going to have to get maybe three or four off the rail. It's pretty soft right on the fence, and just get a little bit away from that inside section. So it's not a complete carbon copy, but it's similar to what it was last Saturday. So, but having said that, we had 10 races last Saturday. We've got 10 today. It may not take much to change the profile of how these runners perform today. So, look, I can't guarantee it. It wasn't as cut and dry as last Saturday, but it's definitely going to stay in the seven range.
Okay, that's really good information. Just some historical data from a website called Ratings to Win, who are pretty good, I find, hold a lot of stats, you know?
Yep.
And they say six meetings over the last 1,000 days, or 1,008 days, over the 4 metre rail. One played even on a fast two, and five rain affected, with four of those inside off. So that's some historical data. Whether that means much with the new Randwick we're looking at in the last 6 months is another story. But generally, with a soft track, it's off the rail.
Yeah. What about the we're talking about the new Randwick over the last 6 months and how the inside has not been as detrimental? Somebody made a pretty good point to me yesterday. that since they've started to open this, or remove the Kenzo track, shall we say, and that's all gone, and there's this new dip in there now. There's no track there, so perhaps the moisture on the course proper, on the inside, is draining away quicker because there's no Kenzo track anymore. It's just like a valley there at the moment. So maybe the moisture's getting away quicker.
Yeah, well, maybe, you know, they used to put a lot of water on that Kensington track with winds and things blowing that water on. You know, the first place that extra moisture is going to go is the inside of the course proper. I don't know, we're all guessing these things.
Yeah, exactly. Look, and a lot of it comes down to tempo, doesn't it?
Of course. Sometimes you'll look at a race and go, geez, they've walked in that, and, you know, or not. And they haven't when you pick up the sectional time. Yeah. Well, it can be the opposite. And even with bias, the tempo, we can get carried away with bias, but it could come down to tempo as well.
Yeah. We're going to talk to Charlie Appleby back in the studio. Guys, Charlie is ready to go. We just tried to ring him, and he's just texted me saying, sorry, I missed you, but if you give Charlie a ring, he'll answer. We'll talk to him. Peter or Paul Snowden's going to join us. Who do you try, Peter or Paul?
Well, we're happy with both.
They're a team. They are. David Bright Oak. Do you fancy one earlier in the day, don't you, from him?
I like two of his.
Two of his. Okay. Well, I hope the Oaks is the one that you do like. David Hayes, John O'Shea, plenty around. We've been at the sale all week for Sky, and then last night they had that chairman sale for the Breeders. Unbelievable figures paid. Three Bridges paid $1.2 million. For Provocative, who seemingly only got retired.
Beautiful
mare in foal. And Arrowfield paid $1.1 million for another one as well. I mean, it's unbelievable figures. Yeah,
well, just to show you how much confidence is in the industry at the moment. We've got big prize money. Our sales are booming. Not everyone's getting a quid. Some losers amongst them as well. Everyone can't be winners, but it just shows you the confidence in the industry. Not just in Australia, but overseas.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's been quite extraordinary. Righto. Randwick, there's four earlies at this stage. If we can try Charlie Appleby, he texts me again and says, I'm ready to go. So we'll try Charlie back in the studio. These are the four earlies. Race 2, number 1, Echo Effect. Race 2, number 1. Race 6, number 14, Zambezia. Race 6, number 14. Race 9, number 15, Alaskan Rose. Race 9, number 15, and race 10, number 8, Serene Majesty. Race 10, number 8. So four earlies at this stage. Just while we're getting these guys up, Kempsey Racing tomorrow is off. That meeting was already transferred from Port Macquarie, so tomorrow Kempsey is already off. And the Nathan Berry Medal, Blake Shin leads going into the final day today on 7 points, Zach Purton on 5, and then on 3, Damien Lane, Hugh Bowman and Tommy Berry. It's done on the 3-2-1, and Hugh Bowman, as we know, has won this a couple of times, but at the moment Blake Shin leads by a couple of points, so we'll wait and see. And that's on the big Group 1 races today.
Okay. Well, Huey's got wings to claw back something there.
Exactly.
Blake's got some solid rides as well.
We're struggling, although
Andrew,
we're now... Yes.
I was just going to say, can I just make one more mention about the track on the outside rail? We spoke about it last week where they galloped a lot of the horses and the track was fairly well cut up. Once again, they had quite a few gallops out there and they've actually encroached a little bit more. So I'm tipping once again that the jocks won't go anywhere near the outside rail today. They're probably covering some 15% of the track because being wet and a lot of horses gallop there, it's been a little bit torn up out there. But they have patched it up, but notwithstanding, the boys won't go out there.
Okay. All right. Charlie Appleby does join us from the UK. This time last week, he was having no luck with polarisation, but thankfully the horse is fine, and now he's got two in the Sydney Cup. Charlie, thanks very much for your time, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you, guys?
Very well, mate. And Ron Duppersey is the other voice that you'll hear. Sadly, we're not seeing you this trip, mate. You've got a busy time going into your flat season in the UK.
That's correct, yeah. No, I'm afraid I couldn't make the trip, but the horse is in capable hands there, and James Ferguson's been overseeing them again, as he did down in Melbourne. So, as you say, unfortunately, we missed last weekend, but hopefully, the horse is in good order. Had that minor setback. I've literally just got off the phone to James, and they've just finished jogging, giving them a jog there, the pair of them this morning, and they're both fit and well, and they're looking forward to this afternoon now.
Everyone seems happy. There's all positive reports, Charlie, about both these horses, Penglai Pavilion and Polarisation. What's both their racing styles?
Well, both are very forward, to be honest with you, to be ridden positively. Penglai, you know, Pavilion, when he last won Newmarket there, he made all there and enjoyed himself out on the front end. And that was over what we would call 2 miles two, so, you know, the extended 2 miles there. You know, so he's going to be ridden forward again tomorrow. He's in gate six there, so, you know, Kerrin's obviously done a fantastic job for us there in our spring there, and, you know, he's what we would call the European rider. So, you know, he knows that what our horses are capable of in respect to their stamina. He rides them, he goes out there and rides them with confidence, knowing, you know, there's one thing they're going to do is they're going to stay. So, you know, he'll be going forward, and I spoke to Corey there this morning as well. And I've, you know, he's just told him just to basically box seat him as well. You know, another, it's one thing with polarization, he's very straightforward. He, you know, he does one thing, he sets a nice gallop, or it can go a nice gallop, and he can maintain it. So the two horses are going to be ridden to the fore, and you know, we feel that you know, what our added bonus going out there this afternoon is we're guaranteed to stay.
Yeah, a bit of moisture in this track today. That's no issue with both horses.
No, both have won on heavy ground in their careers, so no, that's not a concern at all.
Can we compare these horses at all with those couple of horses you brought to Melbourne in the spring?
Obviously, like I say, these pair were sort of left out of the spring carnival. You'd probably pencil them down as being, you know, something. They would prefer the conditions they're going to encounter this afternoon. You know, obviously in the spring, you know, it's a sounder surface that we were running on. And these pair, you know, laden with stamina, so, and I'd say proven on heavy ground and easing the ground. So that's why these guys are sort of left back from the spring carnival to have a crack at the Sydney Cup. As you said, their profile, similar-ish. In a fashion, like I say, proven over the trip in Penglai Pavilion, and polarization's been, you know, competitive over a mile, one over a mile and six, you know, if anything, probably you could say Penglai Pavilion, on paper, he probably brings some of the best form into the same races that we spent over. Obviously, finishing fifth in the Arc would be one of the highlights on his page, but again, but just a Dallas there now.
So, is there much between them, or do you feel just off what you've just said, is that Penglai Pavilion, is it the best of the two?
I think what you've got in the two, to be honest, Andrew, is Penglai Pavilion. You know, if he brings his A game, he brings the class, potentially the class of the race, in respect to going back to that. You know, the Arc form. You know, he can be a bit in and out there, as you can, you know, everyone can see there on his form. But you know, if he brings his A game and to the track there this afternoon, he's gonna be the one to beat. You know, I fully respect the favourite there and rest of the field there. But you know, like I say, this fella will stay. They go in the ground, and like I said, if he brings his A game, I think he's the one they've got to beat. Whereas polarization, you know, very straightforward horse. He wears his heart on his sleeve. They go out there, and as I mentioned, he does one thing: he set a merry gallop, and they maintain it for you. But, you know, to a decent level. But you know, I'm not going to sit on the fence. I think they've got, you know, everyone's been there, or people have been there to see, and their work is very similar.
Mm.
I want to split them in their work, I say Penglai ticks two boxes in respect to, he has won over the trip and on heavy ground, and I think he brings a little bit of class there with him.
Well, mate, we wish you the best. I know you've got to get to bed now, and then you'll be up to watch them, mate. We wish you the very best. You've really supported through the Godolphin banner, the Melbourne Spring, and now here to bring these horses. You had tragedy a couple of weeks ago, and now let's just hope that it can turn around for the stable. And as I mentioned, you're going into your season, your flat season. Horses like Francis of Assisi and those that we saw in the spring, are we going to see them in the next month or two?
Yeah, the plan with them, Andrew, is they're all back camping away there now. Scottish, Francis, DC, Oceanographer, and Kiwi. They've had the winter off. They're just in you know, cantering away now. The plan is to give them a run, you know, sort of mid-August here, and then they'll be back on the plane back down to Melbourne again, and hopefully they'll be joined by a few others as well. So we've got a bit of water to go under the bridge yet, but like I say, they've all wintered well, and we're looking forward to you know, assembling a team to make our way back down to Melbourne.
Mate, good luck today with the pair. Hope they both run well. Thanks for taking our call, mate.
That's very kind. Thanks very much, Andrew. And I'd say thanks to everyone for all their help and support.
Good on you, Charlie. Charlie Appleby from Newmarket in the UK. Listening to that, they're genuine chances, Duff.
Yeah, they sound happy enough, don't they?
Yeah. Mike, you've obviously looked at their form as well. It looks like they're just two dour stayers that, you know, listening to Charlie there, are just going to keep going.
Yeah, I can't add any more to what Charlie said, and they certainly do add some interest to this cup and certainly give it another dimension. I know we've got other imports that have been racing in Australia, but to have two, you know, from a top stable that are noted producers of stayers running in our Sydney Cup, I think it's great for the meet.
I know the ATC were slightly disappointed that we ended up with no horse from Japan or anything like that, but I think that the Kiwis have stood proud, and to have the Godolphin Charlie Appleby team here, at least we've got them there today in a significant race that the ATC have put a lot of money into now. It's a $2 million race.
Yeah, exactly. Don't egg the Kiwis on. They don't need much prodding to give it to us. we'll be copying that throughout today, how good they're going.
Well, they are.
They
you
are.
Can't
they
ignore
are.
Them.
We can't ignore it. They're
when Murray on. Baker comes, you just got to be on them.
Do you know Murray, I think he broke the record the other day, there's no New Zealand trainer that's ever trained more Group 1 winners in Australia than Murray Baker.
Was he up to 19, was it? 19?
19, yeah. Yeah. I think maybe Johnny Wheeler might have been 18 or 19, and obviously we had Sunline with the McKees.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had some, yeah, you know, O'Sullivan's, but Murray Baker's the more Group 1s in Australia than any other trainer in New Zealand, which is a feat in its own right.
It certainly is. And Andrew Forsman, who's the co-trainer now, is learning so much talking with him, with Murray. No extra earlies at this stage. We're sitting on the 4. I think everyone just wants to be a part of day 2 of the championships with fine weather. Well, the country championship gave us so much 7 days ago. Anthony Collins did a superb job of calling it. Today it'll be Mitch Manners that'll be calling the provincial championship final. And Chad Lever's got one of the excellent chances.
Pomelo
in the race for Gwenda Markwell. Chad, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, boys.
It must be exciting to wake up and know that you're riding in such a big race on such a big day.
Yeah, it sure is. Sort of, especially for me, these chances don't come around that often, and yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it.
She appears pretty good, Chad. I think she's showing better than provincial class, put it that way.
Yeah, that's right. I feel she's probably got a black top race in her, and Gwenda's just got her going through her grades nicely, so it's a nice step forward, and I think you'll see more of her in better races later on.
Mm. She's a hot mare. In the yard, she can get hot. And what's her demeanour like when you're on her back?
She's a bit the same. She, like you said, she gets pretty hot in the mounting yard and sweats up rather badly. And she's sort of always alert and on her toes, sort of thing. So it doesn't seem to take that much out of her. But like you said, it'd be nice if she'd just relax that a little bit more, and it'd probably leave her a bit more energy in her, but that's just how she is, and I don't know that she's going to change.
On paper, you would have had a good look at the race. There seems to be she looks a mad leader, but there does seem to be a little bit more pressure today.
Yeah, it looks that way, and most of the other speed horses are out wide, so we'll just weigh up early, but she always puts herself right there, so if she puts herself right there and I'll just have to let them know that if I want to lead, that's what's going to happen. But if they burn out and roll across, then I'll be happy to let them go and just park off them if I can.
Okay. You're a big name in Adelaide. You've settled in Sydney now. Are you enjoying the Sydney life?
Yeah, I am. Took me a little while just to get used to everything, traffic mainly. But, yeah, no, I quite enjoy it here now and settle in for the long haul.
Okay.
And you picked up the ride on Literate going back to the second race today. So, you know, you'll be in the jockey's room bright and early. I mean, I know you're experienced out of SA, but even just to be in a jockey's room today and with a live chance in the provincial final and just learn from everybody around you, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. It's always helpful when you're up against all the big boys and they're pretty good too. They don't sort of act like that. They're always willing to help and always asking questions and stuff like that. And they more often than not they take their time and try and help you out if you're asking the questions, which is a great thing.
Fantastic, mate. We wish you the very best today. You're on the favourite in the provincial championship final. Good luck to everybody. But while you're here, you're on the favourite, and there'll be plenty of people on you, mate. Good luck.
No worries. Thank you, boys.
Thanks a lot, Chad. Chad Lever there on Pomelo in the provincial championship final at 1:20 to be called by Mitch Manners. David Brightoak's rung us, so we better get to him, Duff. Yeah. Don't hold him up much longer, please.
Get him on.
He's a Victorian. He hasn't got a lot of money. You know, he's spent up at the sales.
Hasn't got a lot of money.
Well, he's tried to spend up at the sales. There was a few that...
Well, he's got plenty of money.
He has got plenty left. David, good morning to you.
Morning. How are you going, boys?
I'm good. It was hard going through the week. It was. I think it tells us just how buoyant Australian or New South Wales racing is at the moment, just how big it was. There was plenty that walked out that tried but didn't conquer.
Yeah, exactly. It was a good sale, but it was tough going.
You should have got a seat up the top there with Moody and Sheikh Khalifa. You'll be right in the middle there. You might have picked something up.
No, I might be better than where I was.
No, well, hang on. I've heard whispers.
Really?
I've heard whispers.
You hear a lot of whispers.
I hear a lot of whispers, but I've heard a whisper.
Really?
Yeah, David might get a good one.
Good. Oh,
that's my whisper, but anyway, we'll wait for history to play out on that one. David, Duff's back this. He's backed it weeks ago, Nurse Kitchen. Please, if you can just give him a little bit of extra confidence this morning.
She seems to have found a form at the right time, David, hasn't she?
Yeah, no, she's right. Look, we've had a good run through to this. We just had that little bit of a hiccup run at Flemington on that very same track. Took her a couple of days to get over it. But, Ron, she's fine. She's had a really good couple of weeks, and she had a good bit of work on Tuesday. She's travelled up well, so I can't find a negative, really.
She's got a bit of a tricky draw there, so, you know, Blake's got a little bit of work to do. I suppose there's no other option bar to be a little bit negative, I suppose.
Yeah, look, I'll leave that to Blake. She's a pretty good thing to ride. She won't get pulling, and she does come out quite with a bit of dash. So, like, I think he'll be able to work his way across.
A couple of other runners here, Appiana in race two. He's a lightly raced colt. He seems to be, well, obviously you've got an opinion of him. You're running first up in a Zetative, and then he was much improved the other day.
Yeah, it was good the other day, and he's continuing to improve. So he's done some good work. He deserves his spot in the race. It'll be interesting. I've been dying to get him on a bit of softer ground. And
okay.
This is sort of why we came to Sydney, and I think he'll thrive in it.
He went forward the other day. I know it was only a small field. That's the first time he's been forward in a race.
Yeah. Drew sort of a gate and not a real big field and was able to get there easy. He shouldn't be as forward today.
Okay, and he's travelled well?
Yeah, he has. Yeah. He's probably the one. The other two have done a bit of travelling, so they're a bit more seasoned. But he has travelled well, and he's risen up well. But the other two are pretty, they've done a bit of tripping around, so they're fine.
Yeah, the other runner's in race 10, Thames Court. Trying blinkers on her today. What sort of form is she in?
Oh, look, she was in good form. She was racing well in Melbourne. She came up here to the Fillmore. She ran what I thought was a satisfactory race first time round your way. We got a bit tangled up in the start in the box, and she missed the Sunline Stakes in Melbourne. And now she's back I just missed that bit of work, so I just put blinkers on and back to six. And she's pretty competitive. She races in the first four and keeps running.
And you got one runner at Caulfield today, Self Sense. He's has some Caulfield form and hasn't been far off.
Pulled him out,
have you? Okay, good.
All right, mate. We'll wish you the best. Let's hope the filly runs super. I think you've been patient. Getting what we saw at Rose Hill was just the right run heading into an Oaks, wasn't it? I think you were really satisfied.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. But today's the grand final, so a bit of luck with Hill.
Good on you, Dave. Thanks very much for your time, mate.
Thanks, boys. Bye.
David Bryant Oak there. Den Magic has just come out of the last. Race 10, number 8, Serene Majesty was already out. Den Magic has joined it right now. So we're at five earlies with Den Magic coming out, race 10, number 10. Just on the Oaks there, we spoke about the pace with Nurse Kitchen and things like that. Is there much pace in the Oaks? I'll come to you first, Duff, because I can see you and Mike can follow.
In the Oaks, I would have thought horses, where are we, race number?
Race
6.
Lasquetti Spirit.
Yeah, of course. Lasquetti Spirit will run. I wish she would have drawn out a little bit, you know, because she's
chopped out.
Yeah, I reckon. She's taken forever to get to the lead in these Wait for Age races. So, and obviously, I like my speed horses drawn out a bit just to wind into their work. Mm. And so that first 100 metres, you'll have your eye on him, and I'm sure he'll be aggressive.
Do you think, I mean, I don't know who you're tipping, so I don't know, but do you, well, I do know who you're tipping because it's Nurse Kitchen, but do you think that she's going as good as what you saw her in the spring, Lasquetti Spirit?
Well, I'd have to say yes, because her lead up at going into the spring was a mile and a half class one at Kembla Grange.
Mm.
You know, so she's had a Wait for Age program. She's been whacking away there against, you know, the best in the land.
Yeah. So people watched her the other day, and she, you know, it was similar to the Oaks. She was out there to really work along and things like that. People shouldn't be put off by her dropping away.
No, because they did grab her on the turn, but it was Jamaica that grabbed her, and she was entitled to stop once Jamaica put paid to her. She did stick on and run fifth.
Yeah.
And she was fighting on the line, but it's hard to line her up. These three-year-old fillies have been, you know, all
different
beating
places.
Each other's up in different places. She's just been toughing it out with the big boys.
And Mike, Bonneville and Devise, their recent runs in New Zealand, they've been sort of clashing with each other. It could be just the form, couldn't it?
Oh, exactly right. The difference between those two is one's a non-pace type of horse. Devise can go forward. Bonneville, that's had the wood on Devise, likes to get back and find its feet and then sort of work its way into the race in the latter half. So, but look, they're both real chances, there's no doubt about that. And I think that Ron nailed it with Lasquetti Spirit. She's coming through that tough grounding against the better group horses back to her own sex and age. She'll find it a lot easier assignment, and you know, she may take a bit of getting past. Can I just touch one thing on the provincial race there? We're talking about Chad Lever riding this favourite. Punters out there shouldn't be worried about putting their money on him. I tell you what, he's a seriously good rider. He's got a beautiful seat on a horse. I see him a lot at the provincials when we do the work there. He makes very few mistakes. He's got a sense of timing. He rides them out well. He's got a lovely seat on a horse, as I said. So don't be afraid to put your cash on him. He knows what he's doing.
No way.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a break here on Racing HQ Saturday. Now, I've lined it up a little bit earlier than last week.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, last week the coffee and the egg and bacon turned up late. And then Mike, he took a bite of the egg and bacon roll.
Was too cold?
The yolk nearly, it missed his front shirt by centimetres.
Went flying sideways.
did it get months?
I wish it.
No.
I'll be aiming for him today.
No, I've told Nevesh it's got to be hard today.
No, I don't like it. I like it soft.
All right, Nevesh, if you're listening to us, he still wants a soft egg. Jeez. We're going to take a break and then we're back
with
you.
You're trying to ruin me egg and bacon roll.
Oh, hang on. His head's starting to wobble, Mike. He's unhappy. We're going to take a little break and then we'll come back with more interviews. And we're half an hour away from previewing the 10 races on day 2 of the championships.
Sky Sports Radio brings you the very best in harness and greyhound racing right across the week. And on Sundays, there's Chase.
Racing and Pacing Rewind.
You were working him at home and he just seemed to go better as a trotter.
A couple of times there, I just went down the track with no hobbles on and he just wanted to trot.
Capturing all the feature harness racing, plus Greyhound Racing's Golden Easter Egg Carnival from Wentworth Park. Chasing and Pacing Rewind, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic syndications with Gay and Adrian offer a cult bred speed on speed. Buy I Am Invincible. Champion young sire injecting early speed into his progeny and setting record prices in the sale ring. From Moulin Rouge, a two-year-old winner of eight races and twice stakes place.
The I Am Invincible Moulin Rouge. The sire is taking all before him to be part of this sensational cult.
Nobody trains two-year-olds better than Gay. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our $1 million guaranteed quaddy pool on day two of the championships at Royal Randwick today. And a $50,000 quaddy jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. And you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app at tab.com.au or at your local. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Did you know that over a third of jockeys are involved in a fall every year? Even the best jockeys can have their lives changed in an instant.
That's why Lucrative Super is a proud partner of the National Jockeys Trust, ensuring strong ongoing financial support for injured jockeys and their families. You'll see the Lucrative Super name on the backside of every jockey. Lucrative Super, the award-winning super fund.
Find out how Lucrative Super can help you. Jump online today and search for Jockeys Backside.
Australia's best clash at the championship.
Yes, just gone 7:30. This is Sky Sports Radio, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Racing 1. We're broadcasting live from Randwick. A lot of staff are arriving, the ATC staff, to get everything prepared for day two of the championships. The gates open bright and early at 10, and at 10:15 it's the general public when the gates open for them. That rush at 10, Duff, there's nothing like it. The members' gates, they open up and there's just a rush for their favourite seats.
It's gone. There's a blue.
There is a blue.
That's must watch.
Yeah, it is. Now, Randwick, I'll just check whether they've gone interim. Yes, they have. So we're five interim scratchings. Fine day, a heavy eight. Penetrometer 6.03. Race one is clear. Race two, number one, Echo Effect, number one. Races three, four, and five are clear. Race six, number 14, Zambezia, number 14. Races 7 and 8 are clear. Race 9, number 15, Alaskan Rose, number 15. And race 10, 8 Serene Majesty and 10 Den Magic, 8 and 10. So everyone wants to be a part of day two of the championship stuff.
Yeah, they certainly do. They
huge
certainly
prize
do.
Money. Righto, let's go and, well, it's like a dolphin morning, really, isn't it? We've had Charlie Appleby and now Australian-based John O'Shea is online. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Just before Duff unleashes on today, we had the news confirmed yesterday morning. Astern has run his last race, and Henry Plumtree joined us on Thursday morning from the sales. You've just been, it's been more than wet tracks or firm tracks or anything. It's just been constant viral complaints that you've had with the horse.
Yeah, it hasn't been smooth sailing. And, you know, it's always a disappointment to lose a horse of that quality out of the racing yard, but look, he's pretty secure now in the breeding barn, and I'm sure it'll be a raging success.
He'll go to Kelvin's side and start there later on in the year. Duff, let's go through the whole big team here.
Yeah, you look pretty strong today, John. It looks like a target meeting for a few of these horses. This horse in the first, Toga Pictor, he was never left alone in front last time.
Nothing went right, Ron, and he's ridden upside down, and yeah, it was just very poor execution, so hopefully we're looking to redeem ourselves today. I think he's been crying out. It's been a sort of race. We've had targets for him for some time, and he's got a few miles under his belt to get into it. Hasn't the best of draws in a race where there doesn't look a lot of speed, but he will appreciate getting his toe on the ground and appreciate the mile of the rim.
He went forward the other day. Would that be the similar sort of plan today?
No, Ron, that was against instructions. It definitely didn't play out well for him. So, he, like I say, I don't think he maps overly well, but he, you know, I think he
three-pronged attack in race two. Bezel, Peacock, Brynick, all well placed, but are they going well?
Well, Bezel's been a bit of an enigma this time, and we've consequently had to trial him a few times to get his mind on the job. He didn't have the best start of his preparation, but I just felt that he'd sort of shown signs this week that he was a little bit more focused. And if ever there was a jockey to focus a colt, it'd be James Doyle. And I think if William had had a rip ride on him prior to his run the other day, might have, you know, turned out that way. So hopefully we can get him back in the right frame of mind, because he is a talented colt.
And the other two?
Well,
Peacock and Brynick.
Yeah, well, Brynick is very good form. You know, he was very unlucky in the Canberra Guineas. And so, you know, and he's run well at Group 2 level where he ran fourth. So I think it's, you know, he's probably our best performed horse, and he should roll forward and put himself into the spot. And Peacock's had one start at Randwick on slow ground for one win. He didn't appreciate the firm ground in Melbourne, so we switched him back up here, giving him good preparation to go into the race. He'd be a horse that'll take a position, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him improve dramatically where he can get his toe in the ground.
Okay. This Percy Sykes is a small, but it's a select field. It's this Al Manzura, I just loved her Warwick Farm win, just when he asked her to quick, and she did, and then she come back underneath him. She looked a filly of really good quality.
Yeah, she's probably our best 2-year-old run at the moment in terms of ability. She's always been a talent. Just had a little issue during the spring, sort of stopped her getting a run on the board pre-Christmas, and then we had to come into the autumn a little late, so it was a bit of a disappointment for us, but she got herself on the board in good fashion. She has the ability to win a race of this quality, but whether she's got the miles in her legs and the seasoning, well, that's obviously another question. But she does look to map well, and if it's down to ability, she'd be very hard to beat.
Okay, impending. I thought he was terrific considering the circumstances last time. Would he be a little closer today?
Well, we'd hope so. Again, he's just slightly awkwardly drawn. He'd probably end up following the Les Bridge horse there. But I still think that there looked enough speed there for him, and particularly if it's advantageous to come to the centre, which I'd be sure it will be. I thought his last two runs have been excellent, Ron, and this is a race that we've had targeted for him, you know, since he come back into work.
Hartnell and the Queen Elizabeth, he's obviously set to peak on the right day. He's got barrier one today, and I'm anticipating he'd be closer as well.
Yeah, if you go back to his run in the Turnbull where he drew down soft, you can use your gate a little on him, but knowing that you're going to get some cover. And ideally, he will be a little closer today from the soft to draw. And, you know, the race, obviously, we had targeted for some time and overthought. If ever we were going to get close enough to Winks, it would be over 10 furlongs of Ramick and soft ground. That was until Winks looked at if she's improved 3 or 4 lengths this time in. So we're a little bit forlorn, but he'll run very, very well, and he'll run his best race for preparation.
Okay, that was going to be my question. So you're confident that he's going really well?
Oh, for sure, Andrew.
Yeah.
You know, we've left him with the view that his main two runs are going to be the Queen Elizabeth and possibly a trip to Hong Kong. And there's no doubting that he's going to run his best for race of the preparation today. And we're just hoping that performance will be good enough to have him in the money.
I find Tally a very hard horse to approach in a race like this. He's a last start winner. He goes to 2 mile for the first time, but he does look well. You know, he's fifth up off a win, so he gets every opportunity to run the 2 mile.
I don't think the 2 mile will present any issues for him, Ron. He's full brother to a horse that won over 4,000 metres, and he's a very, very fit racehorse. He carried 59 the other day and off a slow speed, ran down the winner. Today he gets him at 55, where there's going to be a heap of speed. So we'll just give him a chance to find his feet. He's the first time this preparation where he's been in a race where he could win, he won. So, he's a progressive young staying horse. He's first going 2 miles.
race 10, Painted Fire Tail. How's she going?
She's going very well, Ron. I mean, on form, you would think that this race is just a little bit out of her depth. But if you go through her form, look, she's got one thing, you know, that she loves being first up and she loves wet ground. So I just thought it's an opportunity to have a little throw at the stumps at the start of a prep and see if we couldn't lob some black type. She worked very, very sharply on Wednesday morning and she's going, you know, tremendously well. Obviously, there's a class issue there, but she'll be very, you know, she'll give punters a good cheer at about $15. You know, she's not without a chance of being in the money.
Okay. Caulfield, a couple of runners, Banish, and race one, nice Lonro filly resuming.
Yeah, and we quite like her. She's trialled very well. She looks to map beautifully. And Andrew's been doing a wonderful job for us lately, and it'd be lovely for him to pick up a nice Saturday run. But she's ready to run a nice race.
Race three, Fragonard, a bigger track today.
Bigger track and had no luck in the running the other evening. Got behind a couple of slow ones and still behind a couple of slow ones. So, yeah, wouldn't be surprised to see her sort of turn it around a little bit, finish a little bit closer to the winners.
And Demonstrate, well, not much went right for him first up.
Yeah, but he is a horse, Ron, that does appreciate galloping room. He's just got that soft, draws a bit awkward for him today. He's going well enough, but he's a horse that's desperate to get a bit of room. I think that this run will just top him off, and then he goes into a Vobis race in 2 weeks over 6 furlongs to Caulfield, where, you know, I suggest to you that that'll be his chance to win a nice race.
Beauty. Good luck to the team today.
Good luck with them. Lloyd Williams, as we know, has got a sign in the cap, and he sold Chance to Dance recently. I was talking to Lloyd during the week, John, and he is very strong of the opinion that it'll be Tally that will beat a sign if anything does. So maybe, hopefully, for your sake, he gets it right today.
Well, Lloyd's always been quite enamoured with Tally. I think he approached Henry at some stage last year to buy him. So, he obviously has a nice opinion of him. And no one would know more about winning two-mile races than Lloyd. So let's hope he's on the money.
Yep. Good luck, John. We'll see you here later in the morning, mate.
Cheers, boys.
John O'Shea there. I say morning because the first race is 11:30. The gates open for the members at 10 and then 10:15. Well, there's plenty of things happening. We just saw a truck drive off. If you're a listing driver, you forgot to shut your back door.
Everything.
Everything was going to slide out of it. The door was left open. I hope he's listening to us.
Wish the door was open on that truck just coming in now.
Yeah, Ron, the armour guard.
Armour guard.
Just through from the stewards, Singing is going to be ridden quieter from a wide draw. So that's already up and about from Chris Lees this morning. Singing in the Queen Elizabeth to be ridden quieter from a wide draw.
He pulled hard the other day, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah. We haven't spoken. Obviously, it's Winks dominating Queen Elizabeth. But are you of the opinion of John O'Shea that Hartnell is going good?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, righto. What about you, Mike?
Oh, 100%. Like, his first up run was good. The only blemish was second up there when he ran second, although he ran third last behind Winks and the Chipping Norton. But, you know, he was wide, and that was the day that the inside was the advantage. And he did get a little bit chewy too. So, look, if, you know, he puts it all together, he's the clear second pick as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, okay. Well, and what about, I know I haven't got your tips, and I don't want your tips till after 8, but has Lloyd got it right? Is Tally going to run a real good race today, dropping to 55, Mike?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's just got to repeat that Morning and Cup win and you know, step up to the 2 miles. But the Morning and Cup win, they ran good time. It was only a narrow win, but very strong on the line. I thought, yeah, he's right in the mix for sure.
Yeah, what do you think, Ron?
I just, as I said to John, I find him a very hard horse to approach. You know, he's found his form at the right time. I found that track a bit tricky the other day at Mornington.
It was a bit favourite on the inside.
Look, there's a good vibe around about him, so I'm guarded with him.
I know you talk to the Victorian guys about horses that are coming up. We've got so many of them today. Can you give me a push at all for Pure Pride?
Only won one race, but if you pull what if you pull one replay out, you pull the Meyer Classic out from the spring, right? That's their best. That's their Coolmore.
Yeah.
And there's two horses that should have fought that finish out. And they had Dixie Blossoms and all them horses in that race.
Yeah.
And Heavens Above and her and Pure Pride, maybe Pure Pride should have won that race.
Yep.
So I wouldn't be judging her on, one win. She's a definite big query here.
See, it's from the first race. It's just beautiful,
all
isn't
the
it?
Way through.
Yeah,
all the
it
way
is.
Through.
It is. And that Percy Sykes, Mike. It's only a small field, but there's some really good two-year-olds. Teaspoon continues obviously to please Mike Friedman, and then you get El Manzora, Mike, who we've just spoken to about with John O'Shea.
Yeah, and on top of that, we've got Shoals up from Victoria also with Mark Zara on board. It's got plenty of ability. Yeah, that's a select field, but a hot little group there of fillies.
There's no doubt about that.
It is.
It's hard to see. You know, those horses from Golden Slipper Day, as much. I don't
exactly,
know whether many horses
yeah.
recovered from that. There's been a few went round last week that didn't get in the frame.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But these horses have had an extra week to get over
it. To get over it, yeah, exactly. All right, don't forget, $1 million quaddie jackpot today here at Randwick. So you get that kickstart, races 7, 8, 9 and 10. We might go solo winks and then open it up on the other three legs. So that's the quaddie jackpot, $1 million guaranteed today on races 7, 8, 9 and 10. Repeating here at Randwick, it's a heavy 8, penetrometer 6.03. John Thompson's our last guest to have a bit of a chat with this morning. Appreciate him on short notice taking our call. Morning to you, John.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us, mate. First Seal. How do you see today going into this race? You obviously took the chance of going to Melbourne and then back again. How is she for this?
I think she's coming right. She's third run in. Her work and, just a general look as she's coming right, So, I think with the fine day, I think the track will improve throughout the day. And, I think it'll be in our favour.
Yeah, she's had the mile lead up there, second up as well, and a trip away, so that'll should have her really toughened up for this, John.
Yeah, she's ready to go. No excuses today. She seems to be coming right, and, her work all the way through with Zambar has always been very good, and that mare, she's going well also.
Yeah, well, she got all the breaks the other day, but both these mares are drawn wide today, so you'd be probably half hoping it is a bit of a swooper's track.
Yeah, well, hopefully by that time of the day, you've got to get wide, but they'll be positive out of the barriers and try and make their own luck, both horses, and, just hopefully the track's in our favour.
Mm. You're filly in the
Oaks, waking moment.
Yeah, look, it's not an ideal scenario having to back up for 7 days, but you wouldn't know with the filly. She hasn't missed a beat since she ran the other day. She's come through it very well. Hasn't left a note all week, and she's bright and, still got a good spring in the step this morning.
She learnt from one run to the next at Kembla. She wanted to over race and do a lot wrong, and then she was terrific the other day.
Yeah, well, she's missed a couple of runs. It hasn't been an ideal prep. She missed a run from a first up run at Randwick was super over 1200. And then the run between that and Kembla, she missed with a meeting being washed out. And she went into Kembla over a mile with a month between runs and was really fresh and raced accordingly. But the other day, she relaxed nicely and hit the line.
Just with Lasquiti Spirit out in front, as most of us feel that she's going to be, I mean, have you just got to simply leave it to the jockey to rate your own filly?
I think so. There's no probably better tactician than Craig Williams, so he's pretty on the ball, switched on. He would have done his homework, and from barrier 7, I'd say would be mound midfield, and it's up to him then.
Well, we wish you the best, mate. I noted Naida went around in a nice little trial yesterday again, getting close to racing. You were telling me out of the sales of full Sydney or full New South Wales preparation.
Yeah, she'll go on the 22nd at Warwick Farm in a 1,000-metre race, which is a couple of weeks before Scone, the Hortensia, 1,100-metre listed mares. And then she'll probably come back to Randwick and run in the June Stakes.
Okay, well, we know how progressive she was last time.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
happy with her?
Very happy.
Has she come back
come
well?
Back, yeah, okay. She seems to be going a little bit better than last time. So, yeah, pretty happy.
Look forward to seeing her in a few weeks' time. John, good luck today with all of them, mate. Thanks for taking our call.
Thank you.
John Thompson there from, well, here at Randwick. Mm. Now, footsteps, I can hear them in the back of the van.
I'm a bit worried.
Eh?
I'm a bit worried.
They told me they were going to be on time at 10 to 8.
A lot of Sky Channel people here early because we got an early preview today.
Yeah,
9:30. And I've seen a few walking
what,
out.
What, they reckon they've taken your egg and bacon?
I've seen two people walk out with an egg and bacon roll that shouldn't have one in their hands.
Hang on, I'll just, for our TV
get the coppers, get the coppers.
I'll open the door. Munsey's selling them.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Glenn. I'm just glad that they're here because Duff would like one. And just be careful of mine,
you
too.
You do the scratchings,
yeah.
All right,
well, you wander out.
You do the scratchings.
I'll do the
scratchings. All right.
And the stewards, and you'll be back. Mike?
Yeah?
One day you're going to have to come and join us, mate. You never know what you're missing out on the egg and bacon.
One thing's for sure, Munz is going to be happy. South won last night.
Yes, yeah, exactly. He's got a bit of extra spark in his toe this morning, as Glenn. All right, let's go through the scratchings, and then we'll be back to look at the 10 races, Championship Day 2. Here at Randwick, it's a fine day. Heavy 8, penetrometer 6.03. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 1, Echo Effect, number 1. The third is clear. Race 4, the Provincial Championship Final. You can take out the four emergencies, 16, 17, 18 and 19, the four emergencies out of the provincial final. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 14, Zambesia, number 14. Races 7 and 8 are clear. Race 9, number 15, Alaskan Rose, number 15. And race 10, number 8, Serene Majesty, and 10, Den Magic, 8 and 10. Very light on for scratchings, Randwick Day 2 of the Championships. We move to Newcastle now. They've had a good week up there, good four, with fine weather today. Race 1, take out 2 Perfect Style, number 2. Race 2, number 7, Pierre Leone, and 12, Sagan Star, 7 and 12. The 3rd, number 6, Oakfield Sunrise, and 9, Capital Magic, 6 and 9. The 4th at Newcastle, 4, Magic Missile, and the emergencies, 13, 15, and 16. So 4, 13, 15, and 16 out of the 4th. Race 5 is clear. Race 6 at Newcastle, simply take out the 4 emergencies, 11, 12, 13, and 14. Race 7, number 2, Flavian, is out, number 2. Race 8, number 12, Ready and Flying, number 12. And race 9 at Newcastle, take out 3, All in Rhythm, 10, Travancore, 14, Valentino Rossa, and 17 and 18, the emergencies. 3, 10, 14, 17 and 18 out of race 9 at Newcastle, where we're on a good 4. There are tab meetings for New South Wales today. Down to Victoria we go, and Caulfield. It's a good 3, the weather fine, the rails in the true. The going stick was quite high, over 10, so that tells us that the track is in A1 order. Race 1, take out 4, Reward the Misses, and 8, Made to Measure, 4 and 8. Race 2, number 7, Mr. Churchill, 8, Hot Ruby, and 10, Bob's Hope, 7, 8 and 10. The 3rd at Caulfield, number 1, Canedra, 12, Rock Gisile, and 14, Million a Missile, 1, 12 and 14. The 4th, number 3, Bay Cool, 6, Good Host, and 7, Table of Wisdom, 3, 6, and 7. Race 5, number 10, Sunday Escape, number 10. Race 6 at Caulfield, number 3, Ashlaw, 5, RTD2, 10, Quick Feet, 13, Overstep, and 18, China Dream, 3, 5, 10, 13, and 18. Race 7, Clear, race 8 at Caulfield, number 4, Angelology, 7, Self Sense, and 14, Sagab, 4, 7, and 14. And race 9, number 6, Almighty Girl, 10, Artie Mo, and 11, Pink Perfection, 6, 10, and 11. That's the information for Caulfield in Melbourne on that good rated track. Now, of course, with no daylight saving, we're able to give you the Toowoomba scratchings. That's right, Toowoomba's the feature program with the Wheatwood Cup. The Wheatwood and the Toowoomba Cup being the features there. The track a good 4, penetrometer 4.28, rail true, and the weather fine. Race 1, take out 11, Humdrum, number 11. Race 2 at Toowoomba, 6, Rhyme Nor Rhythm, 12, Mandrika, and the emergencies 14 and 15. 6, 12, 14 and 15. The third, number 12, Skytastic, and 14, Trumpet, 12 and 14. Race 4, number 6, Even Tide, is joined by the emergencies 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Race 5, number 10, Mr. LeBrock, 11, Rockabella Boy, and the emergencies 15, 16 and 17. Race 6 at Toowoomba, number 12, Fairy Dancer, and the emergencies 14, 15, 16 and 17. Race 7, Toowoomba, take out the three emergencies, 15, 16 and 17. Race 8, number 4, Casual Choice, with the emergencies 16, 17, 18 and 19. Race 9, Toowoomba, 3, Mana Manu, 11, Tumbler, 14, Just Orm, and the emergencies 15 and 17. 3, 11, 14, 15 and 17. And race 10 at Toowoomba, 3, John Rowe, 10, Asura Tree, and 17, Rockley Raider, 6, 10 and 17. So we've got 39 scratchings at Toowoomba, but as you've learnt there, a lot of them are emergencies. And we go to Morfordville in Adelaide. These aren't quite interim. It's a good four, the weather fine, penetrometer 5.45. Race one at the moment is clear. Race two, number one, Arctic Angel, 8, Faith in Hand, 9, My Bad, 10, Pledge of Allegiance, and 12, Shagra, 1, 8, 9, 10, and 12. The third, number 12, Just Victoria, number 12. The fourth, number 1, Hear the Chant. 2, Fell Cool. 5, Highland Beat. And 9, Northern Lass. 1, 2, 5, and 9. Race 5. 1, Magic Boy. 3, Aurum Spirit. 11, Rosalie Sting. 14, Ask Me How I Know. 15, Mabarco. 16, Miss Cooper. And 19, Raconi. 1, 3, 11, 14, 15, 16 and 19. Race 6 at Morfordville, 6 Stravia, 10 Edgewood, 16 Liberty Hill and 19 Baker's Dozen, 6, 10, 16 and 19. Race 7, 5 Post Journey, 8 Miss Grandina, 13 Lady Skills, 16 Sparkle and 19 Just Victoria, 5, 8, 13, 16 and 19. And race 8, the last, 15, Toan Tang, and 17, Billadu, 15 and 17. As I say, they haven't quite gone interim. It's a good four for Morfordville today. Penetrometer 5.5. For our Sky Sports Radio audience, Peter Ellis will preview that program at 11 o'clock this morning. Darren Flindell will join us with the late mail at 10 past 11, and that will be followed by Steve Moran with his preview for Caulfield a little bit after 11 this morning for Sky Sports Radio listeners. Righto, a break, and then we'll get going with this preview. 10 races, day 2 of the championships, and we'll have a chat with Chief Steward Mark Van Gestel.
Sky Sports Radio previews one of Greyhound Racing's most prestigious events this Monday morning. With the Golden Easter Egg finalists locked away, Mark Duclos delivers you the winning mail. Going Greyhound's Easter Egg preview, Monday morning at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic Syndications, in association with legendary breeder Sir Patrick Hogan of Cambridge Stud, have a potential stallion prospect to own and race with Gay and Adrian. By Australia's champion sire Reader's Choice, our colt is from Love Tessa, Group 3 Perform winner of 2 and a direct descendant of the immortal broodmare 8 Carat. For $13,150 per share, join our dynamic team of Sir Patrick, Gay and Adrian. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Here's 14 for the equine queen of the world, Winks.
Where will you be when Winks goes for glory this racing season? Get to Royal Randwick or Rosehill Gardens to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing. See the champions of the sport battle it out. Who will trump the best of the best? Will Winks continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and to be a part of the action. Visit theatc.com.au. The Vobis Gold Yearling Sale produces graduates such as Malaguera, Burning Front and Polanski. All yearlings are nominated for Super Vobis and eligible to be nominated for Vobis Gold. April 23 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue at inglis.com.au.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with the new black chrome finish out soon, plus vanities, toilet suites, basins, freestanding and drop-in baths, and so much more. AstiVita.com.au.